AM1490, Sean Kilkelly back in the studio of WGCH in Greenwich at 826. Greenwich Cardinals are down 17-0 at the half, but let's check in with Sean Patrick Boley of the Connecticut Post. Sean, how are things going at the Staples-New Canaan game?
Oh, yeah, Sean, it is absolutely miserable up here. It's a driving rainstorm. Doesn't look very bad. I've retreated to the press box by now, but it's 7-7 right now. It's 7-7 at halftime. It's Staples 7, New Canaan 7, with about 3 and change left to go in the third quarter here. Staples kicked off Charlie Wessel, New Canaan's quarterback, twice in this half, and now is sitting at about their own 45, and they're looks like they're ready to drive here. But New Canaan, it could be a big play there. But anyway, yeah, that wasn't a big play. But New Canaan got on the board first. Charlie Wessel ran on for a 4-yard touchdown run, and then Staples later on toward the end of the half went on a 17-play, 75-yard drive for Jeff Trusanti. He caught a 8-yard touchdown pass from Mike Smell. So that's where we stand now. Staples at about their own 48 and driving.
And Sean, how about the crowd up there? I mean, you said it's a driving rain and.
That's bad. I mean, the crowd is not nearly as probably as good as it would have been had this been a nice, beautiful, crisp November night. But it's a good crowd. There, people are into it, and again, it doesn't have the same buzz as it usually does. People are just kind of very just bogged down by the rain. On a side note, they were announcing the scores here of the Naples game, and at one point it was 10-0. I was on the Staples sideline at the time, and they go. And they announced the score 10-0, and some of the Staples fans are cheering.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh yeah, they were cheering. What are you guys doing? Oh, it was just really unbelievable. But not all of them. I mean, you got a pretty good response. I mean, what are you going to do? You cheer when they're you're going to boo? I don't know. Everyone's really focusing on this game now. It's third and long here for Staples at their own 47.
So it's 7-7 late in the third quarter. Is that right?
Late in the third. It's about 2:30 left, late in the third. Yeah, 2:30 left to go in the third. Staples just couldn't make a pass there, so now they're going to punt here on their own 47.
All right, well, Sean, we appreciate a couple of minutes on the game, and thanks for your time before, and we'll hope to talk to you down the line.
Hey, sure, no problem.
All right, that's Sean Patrick Boley of the Connecticut Post. So 7-7 the score. Staples and New Canaan in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout, talk a little bit about some other things going on in the world of sports. Don't forget, after this game, Greenwich and Naples, we will have Fairfield basketball on the air for you via tape delay. So Fairfield is taking on Wake Forest tonight. And I was told to give the scores out, but, it's hard to do to give the scores out of a game that we're going to be airing later on. And let's just say that Fairfield, they're having a tough time of it, but still a lot of time left in the game. They're early in the second half of that one. Hopefully they'll be able to rally back and at least make a game of it. Orlando and the New York Knicks, they are in action at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks on top, 41-40. That is with about 4 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Zach Randolph with 13 points for the New York Knickerbockers. NHL action tonight. None of the locals are in action. Toronto and Buffalo, no score at the end of one. Atlanta, Florida, no score at the end of one. Detroit hosting Columbus, no score at the end of one period of play. St. Louis and Chicago, that game gets underway in about 5 minutes from now. Colorado in Vancouver, that's later. Anaheim hosting San Jose, that game is also later on. Let's take a timeout here on AM 1490 WGCH in Greenwich. AM 1490 WGCH, Sean Kilkelly back in the studio on this rainy Friday night, rainy and cold, as we come up on 8:34. Greenwich, they are down 17-0 to Naples. So unfamiliar territory for the Greenwich Cardinals. Let's see how they respond coming out of halftime, as they are trailing by a sizable margin, and we'll see if they are able to mount a comeback in that game. 7-7 the score between Staples and New Canaan. That game is late in the third quarter. We thank Sean Patrick Boley for checking in with us to provide an update on that game. And later on, we'll speak with Tim Perry for a minute or two at the conclusion of this game on what's going on with Staples and New Canaan. Also, one other programming note, it will be Fairfield basketball in action against Wake Forest. That game going on right now, so it's on tape delay, and we will start that game shortly after the conclusion of the postgame show. So, I think that's just about everything. We'll take another timeout, and then we will get ready for second half action. The Greenwich Cardinals down in sunny Florida, where it is 57 degrees, as the Cardinals will try and mount a comeback against Naples. I'm Sean Kilkelly, back in the studio. We'll take a timeout. Stay with us.